Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
At Oneness Talk Radio, at BBS Radio, and YouTube as well, because our mic was off for the first few seconds.
So you're probably going to say, hey, we didn't hear you. We had a great time talking to you. Go back and read our lips.
So forgive me.
I think we should start over.
Forgive me. I didn't realize.
Mercury, this ties into what we're talking about today, about how the Mercury retrograde is releasing. So all of those typical Mercury things. So, of course, we're restarting.
Absolutely.
I love
absolutely.
It.
Our camera
it.
Was ahead of our audio.
Yes.
So, beloved ones, let's just begin right here and
let's
now.
Let's do it. All right.
Welcome.
Who are you?
Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ramka.
And I am Master Lady Kira Ra. And we are truly honored and delighted to be here with you in this extraordinary moment. This is that moment of that super full moon up level. We've been photojournaling it. We have been getting pictures from all of you. Mercury retrograde is releasing, even though we'll have the post energy for the rest of the month, but this is all happening tomorrow. And so it's a big moment. And Sri, where are we broadcasting today?
Well, I'll tell you what, we are broadcasting audio through our favorite stations. BBSradio.com and OnenessTalkRadio.com have the audio feed, and they are sending it out to the world in various ways. And also the video feed is live at Official Sri and Kira's YouTube channel, live at Facebook, and live at the homepage of Oneness Talk Radio. And it could be over BBS as well. I haven't peeked over there, but I'll tell you
looked.
What, we try to get to everywhere as we are able.
Okay, we heard we are live at BBS Radio with video. So, hey, check it out over at BBSRadio.com.
So we try to make it easy. Here with us.
And, you know, Sundays are our easiest days to jump into the call board as well, because we have two call boards. And let me give you that first number, because this is the 800 number. So you want to give that call. That's going to bring you right into our studios over there at BBS. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And of course, the call board over at Oneness Talk Radio, which is already buzzing with a lot of you. 517-208-1500. And remember, you do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. So give a call, get into the queue. And Sri, I really want to talk first, or share first, that yesterday's Explore the Mystery show was so really revelatory. There was a lot of information that was shared, because can you put the March calendar up right now?
You betcha.
Okay, so for those of you that are watching right now, we just put up the March calendar, and you know the truth already. You see that right at the top of the calendar? This is from Archangel Zadkiel, and this is really what the energy of March is helping us all remember. And each of us will remember this in different ways, because we are at the moment right now where this super full moon trinity is opening. You see that on the 9th? For those of you that are looking at the calendar, this is happening right now, tomorrow, March 9th. Mercury retrograde is releasing, and with all this is happening, it's like tomorrow is this shower of energy, and because of that, everything, I mean everything, is going to pull that third chakra into a moment to expand with ever greater truth. And the reason this is so important is, if you look at the calendar, we are in the energy. Remember, it's always 6 days. So this started yesterday on the 7th. It's going to peak on the 9th, and it's going to continue. It's going to start waning right in there on Thursday, the 12th. This is all that moment. And Sri, I do have to say, you got to love that here we are in the middle of the Trinity. And one of those balancing energies, maybe, so to speak, might be femininity. And as today is International Women's Day, I found that kind of a fun,
absolutely,
kind of a fun thing to insert.
Well, yeah, and we want to just offer a big hug of acknowledgement to all of the females on our planet.
And the females within.
Absolutely, because the feminine energy expresses. And, you know, it reminds me, let me get our picture up here again. It reminds me to share that we are at the time on this planet where the goddess energy is coming forward again.
Yes.
It has been a very long time that this planet has been locked into the hierarchy and the duality of the patriarchal system. And that has been softening, and it kind of, the softening goes up and down and up and down, but it is truly a trend that's happening. And yeah. God bless us all. The goddess energy is returning. And we look forward to more presence of that balanced flow.
Well, and that's really it, isn't it? Because when you really think about, you know, it is International Women's Day. In my heart, it would be, would it not just be International Rising Feminine Energy Day, right? Because it's not just about being a woman. There is also the woman within. And so within every being, there is the masculine and the feminine. And to take a day to honor that one aspect is a beautiful gift in balance with other days that balance those aspects as well. And I wanted to share that in the context of what you just said, Sri, because yesterday, guys, we had a huge discussion about how in this March energy, which is very intense, and we're going to start talking about that right now, there is a key to making it through, and it's really owning authenticity, mm-hmm. not just talking about it, not just doing whatever you might with it, but to really own it. And in order to own it, you have to even understand what it is. And there is so much BS being thrown at us. There is so much being thrown everywhere in density that the only way to break free is to get showered with the energy of universal connection. And this is why in March, it's very much about the truth, but it's also very much about the third chakra. So, Sri, where can they watch the replay of yesterday's show? Because you really will, especially after today's show, you want to go watch that show.
Yeah, it was a wonderful show. Got lots of good energy and information.
Well, really set the stage, too. Yeah.
And you can find the video replay at Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel. You'll also find it at onenesstalkradio.com. Just click on live shows and explore the mysteries.
Yeah, so that was our Explore the Mysteries show yesterday. And we really invite you to connect with that again. So jumping into the moment at hand, we are at, and it takes my breath away, even as I'm connecting with all of you amazing, beautiful ones, I feel this pulse wave, this energetic pulse wave. We are at a moment whereby Mercury is going to go back into that, you know, here I am position, right? It's like, okay, we have been on this ride together, and now we have been in the pull of this. And this really opened up on Saturday. So imagine that there's like this pull energy that's saying, come on, come on. We're at the finish line, you know, pull it in, get the adrenaline. You can do this.
Yes.
And because of that, many beings are giving up because the pull is so strong to keep going that's why we've been talking about the tired inspired. Lots of people are feeling they've been going backwards. Lots of people are worried. And our graphic I want to talk about right now, because the reason Sri and I created this graphic is, first of all, you have this beautiful, huge, super full moon, right? So we are in the opening in March right now, tomorrow, of the first of a trinity of super full moons. And what this is doing is unifying. It's like, imagine a beautiful sacred energy circle has been drawn around the calendar from March to May, right? March to May. And that is a moment of extraordinary creation. Now, do we have the 2020 energy flows, Sri?
I
think we want to put this up again right now, because here's why this is so important, guys. If you're gazing at this right now, and if you're not, I'll do my best to explain it. March is one of the foundations of the visionary transformation through timeline adaptation energy that is opening up on the planet now. And you see that we are in this energy of profound shift, visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, and the awakening to self-ascension. That is all spinning together. So as this is the first month that is saying, in order to navigate this, you are going to have to kind of put your authenticity where your mouth is, right? Are you walking the walk? Are you living the walk? Are you doing it? Because that is the way through. And if you're doing it that way, I mean, if you're really doing it that way, and if you're focused and committed, right? Because focus and commitment equals attainment assured. So if you are really doing that, then you're getting ready to get I would call it the hugest push you've ever had. And that's why we put our moon in kind of this watery, yummy, crystalline expansion. And we're going to talk about the trishul in just a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the expansion and the momentum that March is bringing to all of us. Well, just, you know, if you're heading in the direction that you really are, your heart is aligned with, you're going to get a push that direction. If you're heading in the direction of a previous compromise, you'll get a little push that direction and you'll become
amplification. Everything's amplified.
And we get ever more aware that, wait a minute, we're out of alignment with our authentic beingness. You know, it's a good thing either way, because through the awareness and the experience of what is brought to us, we get to up level our choices. However, the momentum is there now. Well, I said there, I meant here.
The momentum
is here now, and it's going to continue.
Well, taking a breath on that, because as I'm connecting with all of you, you know, we talked again about a lot about this on yesterday's Explore the Mysteries. Please go watch that show after you see this one. This is a collective third chakra moment. And it is also a fifth chakra moment. Well, what sits in the middle of that? Your heart. And so one of the energies of propulsion, remember, we're being like pulled into this up level. This up level, you know, this is a 24-month period, okay? Let me backtrack a minute if you're catching up with this. Yeah. So this is a 24-month period that was really a blessing that came forward from the lineage holders last year when all of this started happening. And it's basically a two-year slide in the timeline that's giving us all a moment to say, hey, wait a minute, if we stop being complacent, if we're not afraid to be who we are, if we learn how to really not manipulate, work with the timelines, which can only happen through the protection or the insulation of sincerity, love, and presence, then coming together as better, we can all up level so that while we may not have changed events, we're being given 2 years to get ready. Mm-hmm. And that is it's a divine dispensation. So here's the key though, guys, this is like the PhD of wherever you are in your spiritual journey. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you think you're at the very beginning, whether you think you're at the very end. This isn't about hierarchy. This is about together we are better, and I'm going to hold your hand, and you're going to hold mine, and I'm not going to ask you where you are on your journey. I'm just going to be there so that you know that we are here together. Mm-hmm. We're going to transcend the ego need to compete and be jealous and have all those other ridiculous things come in that are really food for density, right? And we're going to come together. And Sri, I think the reason this is so important is because this is only the third up level of 24.
Uh-huh.
So breathe. Uh-huh. I mean, this is just number three, guys. Imagine where we'll be 21 months from now.
Well, have you ever been on the roller coaster going up that first hill and it goes click,
well,
click,
right,
click,
and it's
click,
a little
click,
hill.
Click.
You think you're warmed up, right?
We're going to keep up leveling, folks. And this doesn't mean that the ride ahead is going to be uncomfortable. What it means is click, click, click. We are expanding. And what's unique about this time in history is we can do this consciously. We can do this while we still have a body, while we are able to connect the ascended realms with the form and be of greater service, greater emanation of love and healing and harmony and beauty and balance than ever before in the recent millennia. So this is a fabulous time to be alive. And the sure sign that you're in a fabulous time is in the outer world, you're seeing the polarity.
Right.
That means the energy is rising.
Exactly. So speaking of rising energy, I want to talk about the trishul just for a moment. We talked about it yesterday. The reason we went with the symbology of the trishul in this moment is because these three full supermoon events, and remember, we're opening up this first Mercury retrograde, which if you don't understand why this was so important, please go back and watch our February shows that talked about it, because this was the first Mercury retrograde during the illuminated new moon energy, which was the opportunity to reward, reap, reconfigure, bring it all back together, put it all in motion. This was the Mercury retrograde to celebrate and learn new ways of dancing. And I know for you and I, it's been a fascinating, you know, we're still doing that. Yeah. and there's still tomorrow left, right?
Well, sometimes when the music changes, you've got to adapt your bounce.
Your dance, right? You're like, okay, let me hang out first a minute, see if I like it. Okay, I like it. Yeah, I can do this. Okay. And that's exactly a great example, because that's exactly what this is. And tomorrow, Mercury is going to go back in. This super full moon is going to be the first of three to arise. And at the end of this month, we will have an illuminated micro new moon in the energy of the super full moon. And so I want you to get that. That is depth of field. That is the opening of the multidimensional portals. And that is why this is so freaking excited. And that is why Sri and I chose the trishul. Because first of all, it is not the devil's pitchfork. Although, as we talked about yesterday, perhaps the reason any dogmatic tradition sees it as the devil's pitchfork is because the true use of the trishul is to be the slayer of the suffering. Right? Tri means three. Shul means suffering. Tri shul is the destruction of the threefold suffering, which in the world of this illusion, one aspect of that is the suffering of the physical body. The second aspect of that is the belief in karma, or the need to recreate karma or past life attachment. And the third is very much about the ego mind, that which is attached to all that is attached. And so we can transcend through all of that. And we are being given a window in March. We're going to talk a lot more about this next weekend, between the super full moon of the ninth and the micro new moon. I want you to think about that. Which side of that are you looking through, right? I feel like I'm on the pirate ship, right? We've been called spiritual renegades. So, right, you want to get on the ship with us? So we're out at sea. I love this. Even better with this right here in our trishul. Now, and we are. And it's like, okay, so it's like, give me it. And which end are you looking through? Well, what are you seeing, right?
You turn that thing around.
I want one of those now. Somebody's got to get me one of those, guys. No, right. Wait. We got it, Sri. Look, right?
There it is,
guys. That's what's going on right now. That's breathworthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't mind.
Do I have something in my hair?
No.
Oh.
I was going to ask you to just bend forward a little bit.
Okay.
And show them your forehead.
Oh, okay.
And there you will see the trishul.
Wow, I never really looked at it that way, Sri. Because they're not seeing all of it, but they are seeing a good amount of it.
Yeah,
that's the mark that came in with Master Lady Kira Ra. You saw most of it. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And,
thank you.
And
I guess that part looks like a trishul.
It is a trinity.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure.
It is a trinity.
Yeah, that's true.
And the more we hang out with these sacred symbols, whether sacred geometry applies also.
Yeah.
However, the symbols carry a meaning.
Yeah.
And not all symbols are carrying a nourishing energy. However, and this brings forward something, the symbol itself is overlaid with an intention or attention. And so when people keep overlaying a symbol with certain energies, it begins to represent that in the collective consciousness, or at least in the shared energy field. So it's important to look inward and be with the symbols.
This is so valuable, Sri. As you're sharing this, I'm thinking about how many times have you had like an inspiration, right? Or maybe a certain animal runs by and you're like, oh, I wonder what that means versus... Right? Because I wonder what that means is you're going to let somebody else be an authority on the experience you had, versus perhaps doing exactly what you're doing, bringing your hand to your heart in that moment and saying, okay, what am I feeling?
Yeah.
You know, becoming self-aware. I mean, what you're describing is the precipice of self-awareness.
Well, it's also the magic discernment that comes in when we have surrendered to the spiritual path for sufficient, you could call it time, but time isn't the right word, for a sufficient duration with sincerity, that the discernment filters open. You know, it's not just about the third eye opening, because there can be a lot of distortion there. It's the heart being in a state of surrender to the divine, the recognition that I am a vessel, a divine vessel, a divine vehicle here on earth, and everything that goes with divine surrender. As we practice that, these discernment centers open and we are liberated from the causal thinking of the density brain. The causal thinking of the density brain is that very vehicle that has kept the patriarchy, has kept the hierarchy, has kept the distortions running.
Amen, Sri. I'm just going to sit here and let him go. And so, that's for me right
and
there.
So the thing that it keeps coming forward for me, and this is what I'm talking about in the Consciousness is Healing class, and we're going to unwrap it even further, is that the ego, the precious identity that we grew up with, you know, it's like, oh, I'm so nostalgic for my ego.
Oh, my poor baby.
You know, the ego doesn't, it can't discern the difference between content and essence.
There it is. Underline, highlighter, pen.
And essence is the soul. Essence is art. Essence is flow. Essence is creation.
Mm-hmm.
Content is downstream from that. Content is what has been created that we're now arguing about. What's better? What's worse?
Well, no, that's illusion.
That's the illusion.
That's the
yes.
complete alignment with the illusion. And that's that. I just have to underscore, Sri, with what you were sharing, because, you know, as you were just talking about the heart and, and all of that. Okay, so imagine, guys, here we are in March right now, where this moment, especially right now with this yank into what's going to happen tomorrow, third chakra. It is all about the third chakra. However, you already know the truth. And I want you to just, if you bring your hand to your fifth chakra, and I have my hand down on my third chakra, here's what's going on, guys. The heart has been insulated, hasn't it? It's like it's been, so you're doing all this work on the heart, but it's not going anywhere. And because of that, the third chakra is not feeling safe. And this is at the core. This is about safety. This is about feeling safe. And the mind of density is addicted to fear. And this is what the divine directors have been talking about. This is why Sri and I are coming to New York. That is confirmed. And I want to read this quote again and again, because this is part of what the divine director shared with us. There is so much more we'll be sharing live in New York City. Please join us the end of May. But here's the quote. You guys know it, right? When people are afraid, and hand on heart, because this quote is meant to just be a beautiful way for all of us to understand better, more, to expand, right? When people are afraid, they will give away their power. And when people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And I want you to notice what happens to your fifth chakra as you even hear that or see that. And this beautiful quote, which is part of a much larger sharing that we will be having all of this in New York. Please be there with us if you can. But Sri and I are also going to be announcing some live broadcasts we're going to do from New York as well. So if you can't join us live, please join us energetically. We really need the support. And so as we are moving up right now, as we are up-leveling into this experience, your truth is already within you. Thereby, the bullshit-o-meter is going to get bigger and broader, all right? And it's the only way I can describe it, guys. And it's why in the month of March, starting March 18th, Sri and I are beyond ecstatic that a vision we had manifested so that we could offer true support to those who are serious. You do not join us if you're not serious, because this is really about, I'm going to do what it takes. And together with our dear friends, Lisa Wilson and Tammy Lawman, the four of us are leading an 8-week mastership mentory experience.
Yep.
This is personal. This is about your life. This is about really getting into it. Go to our website, trinkira.com, click learn. And there's even the first session as our gift to you. It's free. You can watch that anytime. It's already up. So if you're like, hey, you know, I think I need a moment, or I need to go watch an hour of something that's really going to do something and give me some real tools, it's our gift to you in this moment, because this is an intense, breathtaking moment, because everything is amplifying.
Well, and one of the wonderful things about this is the first time we've done a collaboration like this.
We're so excited.
Is the perspectives and the different life experiences of our fellow masters that
are
offering input and contextual understanding and tips and everything that you need from all different perspectives.
Yeah.
And there is a live chat that will run the full 8 weeks. So
plus a private Facebook group. There's going to be a lot of support.
So we're delighted. If this is a new way of reaching out and
let everybody know, we even have the partner discount. If you want, there's even a discount if you register with your partner.
Register with a beloved.
Yeah, really do this together. You want to break free? You know, do it together. If you have a partner that's not meeting you at a place you want to, and you two do this together, if you can just commit to it will bring you where you want to go.
Now, I want to come back to this 3-5 thing.
Okay, let's do
it.
Because it's
with the third and fifth chakra.
Because, you know, Sri, I want to just jump in as you're sharing this, because I think it's relevant for what you're sharing, is that with the third and the fifth, are you living in your body, or is your body supporting your ascended presence? And that's going to determine a lot of these issues.
Mm.
So I just wanted to add that to the flavor.
Okay. I will pick up on that in a second.
I know you will.
Let's take a breath together.
All right.
As you take the next breath, notice, how does your body respond to the breath?
Mm.
Breathe again. Where is the tightness and where is the spaciousness? Mm-hmm. Breathe again. And now let's bring our attention to the fifth chakra, the throat. You could add a hand there if you like. A hand on your heart, because I'm feeling some grief.
Mm-hmm. Heaviness.
Yeah.
Feels heavy to me.
Yeah. There's a sadness. When we really connect our heart to our fifth chakra, we also connect to all the times we denied our true voice.
Mm-hmm.
We denied the authentic communication. Now, this doesn't mean we're swimming in a sea of sorrow. This means the residue that in our tissues is up to be cleared.
Yeah.
And all it takes is a loving breath. Let it out with clarity. And now affirm, it is safe for me to know what is true. I am safe with my truth. It is safe for me to share my truth with those I love.
It is safe for me to share my truth with those I love.
I am safe.
I am safe.
And those simple declarations of truth offer reassurance to the ego state that compromised prior. We can't simply kick the ego in the butt and say, shut up.
We try, though.
We do try.
We try a lot.
It's much more effective, in my experience, to offer the ego a hug and to let it finish what it has to do so it can then shut up and trust you.
And that's the sacred union.
That is.
Yeah.
You know, we have many times joked about how the ego is like a young child. You don't want to let it drive the car, but it does come along for the ride.
And it can be a joy. It can actually be fun to have it with you.
Oh, well, the inner child is playful and creative. We like that.
Give it a juice box, sippy cup, some toys. You're good.
So when we touch into these wonderful energy centers in our body that work through our body, not in our body, they work through the body. The body is so wonderful in telling you where it's been holding on to disconnect. The ego was designed in the energy of separation. Let that in. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, again, we're going to have fun on Saturday. So what that means is the ego doesn't know truth from falsehood because it only knows separation.
Right.
And it will always mislead you, although it will sometimes do it in a fun way.
Well, and this brings us to this March moment again.
Yeah.
Because in that energy right now, this pull into the super full moon is coming with incredible support. I mean, tomorrow especially, be in the energy of tomorrow. It is going to feel like a rain, like a shower of energy, and things are going to start coming together, and things that have been kind of piecemeal are going to look right, and people that might not have called or things that haven't responded, there's going to be a coming together, and that's going to keep going till the 24th. Remember, we've got our here. I was trying to remember how
there,
we did
she's
that.
Got her, her.
I got
her
my scope again, right? That's where we're at. And so it ties into the ego, because remember that this energy is not just affecting the ascended energy. It affects everything. Energy is neutral. So everything that has focus and commitment will be attained. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that everything that has focus and commitment around it is necessarily positive or perceived as positive through your lens.
Yeah.
What's important is to rise into, and another reason why we chose the trishul, hold that destroyer of the threefold suffering, right? And allow yourself to rise into general status, be the compassionate witness, stand in the fifth dimension, and allow that energy to lift you higher. There will be extraordinary amounts of distraction. And let me share with you why, because I normally don't talk about things like this, but on the March calendar, those of you that have already gotten the up-level calendars, thank you for supporting our free clinic, by the way, for the indigenous here in Ecuador. If you don't know about the up-level calendar, go to shrinkcare.com and click on it, learn about it, or at official Shrink Care YouTube. Now, guys, those of you that are watching right now, okay, here we are in a month where the Zodkiel energy is all about, you know the truth already. It's whether or not you can see it. And whether or not you're even going through the cycle of awareness, experience, choice with it, or is that so buried that that truth that is within you that you do know is unable to come forward? March is also the first month of visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Now, we've already talked about the 9th, right? That is tomorrow. You are in the shadow of this incredible, wondrous shower of light, right? But remember, that shower is coming down on everything. So what you're going to receive as a shower of light will very well be received by others, maybe as a shower of something not quite as light. But look at the 24th. This is why this 9th through 24th energy is about creation, creation, creation inside a 3-month bubble that's got its own ignition, right? Remember, we're in that trinity, the 3 super moons, March, April, May. However, in March, we only have one up level date, and it's right now. And we have a watch date, and it is the only watch date that was offered for the entire year. And so there is a, you know, I'm not losing my breath, but it's why it's a fifth chakra, third chakra energy. There is a struggle right now for more than just dominion of your thoughts. The planetary thought body is moving from fear to terror. And if you try to navigate that through the realm of density, that is the self-imposed prison. That is the glue that's going to keep you locked. And that's why the BSO meter is getting bigger, because they want to distract, distract, distract. And coming up this month. So I'm very excited that on the 18th, we will have had our first session together, because that's another reason, you know, we looked at the timing and it was like, this is the moment where real support from people that won't BS you is really needed. And so breathe in. Get ready.
And also in the up-leveling of the energy, the sly pirate that is the ego will become ever more spiritually manipulative and deceptive. Mm-hmm. And we need each other kind of keep us, quote unquote, honest.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is it's so easy to give in to the seduction of our own ego because it's ours.
It loves to be gratified.
And then when our ego finds some sort of peace by lining up with someone else's ego, the next thing you know, you have a group. And that groupthink is going to play out in whatever way it's heading. And having a community of spiritually congruent, no BS mentorship will help.
Just like we do every week, right? That's when we come together every week during these shows. I love it.
Yeah. And so I also want to remind you, if you haven't done it, go look at the moon.
Yes, please connect with the moon. You know, one of the things Archangel Zadkiel, many, many years ago when Sheree and I first got together, Zadkiel just kept giving us all these practices. You know, it was like, okay, we got to get you two up to speed, right? You're in this for the long haul. You know, who'd have thought 18 years later, we're getting stronger than ever. And moon gazing was one of the ones. We had a beautiful discourse come in about that. And if ever there was a moment to benefit from moon gazing, oh my goodness gracious, right now, the next few days, please gift yourself.
Yeah, just be there with it. And speaking of be there with it, you know, we have folks that have been standing by
for a long time. And so where are we going next? It looks like we're going to Woodbury, New Jersey. Is that right?
Okay.
Hey, Woodbury, New Jersey, welcome.
Namaste, Sheree and Kira. Oh my God, I'm so thrilled. This has been amazing as every week that we connect with you. And I'm just grateful to be a part of this soulful community. And I was so excited when you talked about the moon gazing, because when I got home last night, I was walking up my steps and I was like, oh, I need to moon gaze because there was an aura around the moon.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. That's going to be my new thing. When I get home, I'm going to look up and I'm going to connect with the moon and awesome. And set my intentions for what I would like to create and be. And so I just wanted to share that with you. So it just brings me such excitement to connect with you. And I would love, if you have time for a mini soul reading.
Oh, it would be my honor. And you know, you're in New Jersey. You know, I have to say, hey, we're going to be in New York City, May 29 through 31. It would be awesome to hug you in person. So just dropping that out there. It's going to be amazing. It really is. So hopefully you can come join us. So now that I had to just share my heart to yours, since you were right there, your energy field right now, right here, over your heart, it's funny, you know, as Sheree was just talking about this fifth, in your case, it's very much the very, like the high heart and the lower truth are dancing with each other, but they're not congruent. It's like there's a piece of you that's saying yes, yes, yes. And there's a piece of you that every once in a while just says, oh, fuck it. You know, forgive me. But there is that piece. And so that piece is actually choking you. It's like it tells you things that aren't true. It inspires you to do things that really aren't in your highest. And they're saying this is the moment to love you more. And, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking a lot about the fifth. Obviously, that's why you're our first caller right now. And so I've got my hand on my full neck right now. And I'm going to take my other hand and put it behind that so that I'm literally holding my neck with both hands. And I'm going to close my eyes, relax the breath. And they're saying in this moment, notice. And what I'm noticing is there is huge pressure in your third eye, huge, and it's congesting your star consciousness. And so they're saying in this moment, breathe up through the nose, a deep Abe Saw breath, bring it all the way up as if it's coming out of your crown. Imagine it breaking free into the stratosphere, and then that breath comes right back down like a comet of light and blow it out and release your hands. And they're saying, do this more, do this often. And that which has congested and created what is in front of you will very clearly reveal itself. And I want to share one more thing with you, honey, before I kind of disconnect totally. You were definitely our first caller because this is exactly the moment at hand. I mean, for a lot of people. And so in many ways, I think what we're seeing in you, what I'm connecting with in you right now, I think you're also taking on a lot of stuff that isn't yours. And I don't think you're even aware of it. And it's especially, it sits like a flat plate in the left side of the heart center. And I really sense that it's a moment for you to say, you know what? I'm going to take care of me. Because when I take care of me, I am taking care of everybody else. So breathe into that, my angel. Yeah. Thank you.
Much love to you.
Thank you.
Much love to you and blessings. Thank you so much. You're both so beautiful to my heart. And I value and honor this moment and every moment with you. Thank you.
Thank you, my angel. We love you. Namaste. And to our entire audience right now, let's do some deep breathing. I'm feeling a lot of lung energy right now as well. Lung energy is about grief. And so, you know, we are, the blessing is together we are better. And that's why I'm so excited that we're going to call together all the lineage holders in person in New York, because when we come together right now today, this community is so positive. This community, I think, is about as close to troll-free as you can get. So what does that mean? It means that it's because we are each radiating that first line of the divine directors. We are holding, when Sri and I gaze into the camera, we see, feel, receive all of you as the highest expression of your divine nature. And we hold that every day for every being. We hold that for each other, for those blessed beings that are here every day at Tosa Blue Mountain. That is why we feel each other. And each one of these, I mean, there's over 100 people on hold. There's no way we're ever going to get to all of you. But every week, those of you that are the ones that come on, it's for all of us. Yeah. And those of you that are holding, you're supporting all of us too. So yes. I wanted all of us to really receive the gift that we're being given right now, because I know I'm feeling it.
Yeah, it's a profound time indeed. And this is a profound community of love.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's important for us, and I'm speaking for myself, to release any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And to simply be present to that which is happening. And I feel a lot it's not just sadness. It's like an old ache, like a grief. And I think that as we grow together, and I say grow, meaning becoming ever more aligned with our authentic energy, to grow in our truth, to grow in our love, to grow in our service, as we grow together, we need to expand through the crust, you know?
I personally enjoy crust.
There'll be little fissures in it.
Always.
Anyway, and that sense of grief is only the holding on to what was.
Exactly.
There is no judgment around this. It's just that we are growing, we are expanding, and what was is breaking way for what shall be.
Yes.
And that nothing.
What is?
And what is?
Yes, it's already happening.
Yeah. And so as I breathe now, just even acknowledging that, I start to feel lighter. So I share that with you because we are traveling together. We are in this together on Spaceship Earth here and beyond. And Kira and I are really delighted that you bring us your love, your attention to us and to this entire community every week. It's truly a wonderful gathering.
And, you know, I do want to share that a lot of you have been writing and asking about what's going on at Tosa Blue Mountain. We are a lot is happening here. We are now receiving our guests for life turnaround and revitalization programs. We are very excited to have called forward a incredible series of protocols that really can facilitate so much beauty. But through it all, you know, whatever reason you would come, whether it would be for a San Pedro journey or Atlantean Healing Chamber or more time with Sri and I or whatever you're coming for, what I can share is that I know that part of the, quote, secret of the reverse aging process that we're working on right now and the incredible vitality is here.
Yes.
And that what I'm witnessing is that even people that are here for as little as 3 to 4 days go back to their communities robust. And there is, I keep giggling that this is like ground zero of crystalline light right now, especially those of us that are holding these general staffs. So I encourage you to connect with Tosa Blue Mountain. Go to TosaBlueMountain.com. Come join us. We are completely sold out. However, in September, there are a few, I think we might have 3 openings left for that cosmic equinox. And guys, you know, that's what we do in March too. And Sri and I are the only people that have private access to these ancient artifacts that we are granted unprecedented access with. And every time we've been with them, more messages keep coming through.
Yeah.
We also are granted extraordinary access over at Ingapirca, which is the only Incan temple dedicated to the goddess. It is a goddess temple. It is shaped like an egg. There are portals that we actively open in there. We do incredible initiations. So I invite you to pay attention to what's going on, because maybe this is your year, maybe it's next year. We just opened, which is why I'm mentioning it, the New Year's event, which usually sells out very quickly, and it's getting full fast. So it's all at shrinkcure.com. Check out the events and come discover what South America is holding, because there's a lot of energy here, which is also why in 2020, I find it fascinating. Sri and I are living in Ecuador, which is the equator. Yes. And in 2020, we have to go to New York City and Peru, all on this side of the planet. And so there's a lot of information coming in around that as well. And so just sharing with all of you that we are in the middle of a big year of perfect balance, and it's happening in a lot of different ways.
And if you write us at Ecuador@sriankira.com, we are happy to customize a program just for you.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time. I love it. It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, my angels, Sri, where are we going to go? All right. We're going to go to Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Pueblo, Colorado, namaste.
Hello, Sri and Kara, my beloveds.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be talking to you. The first thing I just want to say, thank you. I am loving the Gita.
Oh.
The way you present it is just so beautiful and so clarifying.
I'm
just in love with it. Every week, I just can't wait to get on with you and hear what's coming next.
Thank you. I'm on, you know, it's my heart.
You know, and Sri, your class, I'm just loving it too. I just thank you both for all the support that you're giving out there. And
thank you.
I just feel changes constantly, and I'm having my moments of sanity at times. But really today I'm feeling very, very blessed. It is my birthday.
Hey.
And I am 55 today, which is a 10, which is so exciting.
Very.
And I was just wanting a mini soul reading for what's coming. If you could please, and thank you.
Oh, well, first and foremost, now I know why Sri was getting ready to click on another line and the mouse like jumped to your line. I kid you not. And I was like, I love when this happens. So, of course, you had to be here today. And I mean, happy birthday. I love this synergy. I love affirmation.
Yes.
Right. You know,
yes.
You called in on your birthday. It's a day you got through. You just got to love affirmation. And I'm also enjoying the 55 because remember that 5 is the number of Shiva as well. And so I remember my 55th year, and it was a very strong year of clarity because it's about the one plus the infinite. And Angel, your birthday is happening in the middle of this Trinity, right? So remember that you are in this moment where the entire galaxy, universe, expansive presence is inviting you into balance. And they're really, it's funny. It's like, they're all looking at you like mothers. Like I'm seeing hands on hips and like, you know, hey, and they're all looking at you like a mother. And they're saying, you have got to take better care of yourself, that you have got to take better care of yourself. And there's this one who's very huge, big, big, big crystalline light energy, who's looking at you and saying, you have adapted some habits that deep down you know do not serve your highest mission. And now that that mission has started to unfold with greater propensity, you must make the choice. So I need you to really breathe that in, because the year ahead for you really is momentous. The one plus the infinite, and you're having it inside the supermoon, right? This is all about, am I ready to supercharge my life? Am I ready to say I am worth it? And the minute you do, it's like fabulous year ahead for you. You're like a comet of light. So thank you for the blessing.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I love you both deeply.
We love you too, sweetheart.
Many blessings.
Namaste. You know, Sri, I'm actually, I'm breathing because her reading was really the energy of this moment.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, this is exactly what's happening right now. This is what this incredible up-level energy is calling forward. And we're in it. And we're in it together. And I did notice, and I'm noticing you're touching your high heart. I'm feeling kind of like what people used to call butterflies, right? But I'm feeling, as I'm connecting with you guys, they're not in my stomach. They're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like butterflies in the heart. And, you know, remember that this is the year of the ascended heart. This is the year of anchoring the ascended heart so that the divine galactic blueprint can remain open to sustain you effortlessly in multidimensional connection. And so feeling all these butterflies on the heart is saying, you're knowing it's there, but maybe you're not trusting it yet. And this is that moment where the truth is already within you. And if you're feeling this, it's saying, hey, are you ready to dance? Can you breathe in? You know, whenever you have the butterflies, right? Doesn't deep breath help calm them down?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the butterflies are a sign of energy moving, are they not? And so the question is, are we lifting?
Right. The spiral.
Where are you going? Because sometimes the knee-jerk reaction whenever we have any kind of excitement or butterfly is many of us assume the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to practice trusting that only good is coming to us and through us.
Breathe that in. Only good is coming to me and through me. I am.
Yes.
You know, it's just all about presence, my angels. There's so much happening around the world right now. And, you know, Sri, you want to go around the globe?
We could do that.
Let's go around the globe. We're going to go over to Singapore, and we're going to welcome Haas to the show. Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Namaste.
Welcome.
Hi, sweetheart. We hear you just fine. Yes.
Hi. Wonderful. Hi. Wow. I'm so excited that I got through. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's a blessing to have you here. How can we serve you?
Yes, it is such a blessing. I just want to say thank you for all your shows. I've been listening to you for so many years. And I must say that you have been such a blessing. And I can feel myself just growing and positively so. So I want to say thank you so much. And I would really like to ask for a mini soul reading.
And it is my honor to oblige. Mm-hmm. And I want to invite you, if it's safe to do so, I'm doing the same. I'm sitting, I'm making my spine even straighter. My feet are flat on the floor. And I also am going to take my hands and just rest them in my lap. And I'm going to close my eyes. And if it's safe to do so, I invite you to do the same, allowing the breath to be consciously through the nose, out of the mouth, but in a nice natural rhythm, but focused. As I connect with you, as you started speaking, the energy for you begins at the bottoms of your feet, and it's very much like a tickle, very much like a tingle. And it's coming up very, very gently, almost as if you were just touching your feet in water and taking them out, and touching your feet in water and taking them out. And as I'm connecting with you, standing right behind you is this stunning Kuan Yin. I mean, this huge Kuan Yin energy. And on one side is what looks to me to be a very, very ethereal golden energy. I would use the word Buddha-like, because it's not that it's a Buddha. It's very much, though, a very ethereal golden presence. And on the other side is this blue pillar of light. And these three energies are coming together right behind as you're sitting up straight. And it's like I'm watching this unified ray of light going into the back of your heart. And what they're saying to you is, open your crown more. Relax into the breath that you know so well. And remember that you are at a unique time. All as it has been will be no more. Lament nothing. Breathe in that which you are and focus your true vision into what you already know is happening and invite the rest to manifest. And so it is.
Wow. Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, much breathe. Thank you, sweetheart. You are amazing. Thank you for getting through. And I can't quite open my eyes yet, Sri, but I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm just going to hold on to the table, though. And this is what's been happening a lot. That's why we're like, wow, do we need to prepare to be in New York?
The portal of divine connection is here to be shared. And in the purity of that connection, the wisdom and the truth are recognized, felt, and serve the expansion.
Always, yeah.
And we're just delighted to be conduits of the One. And we are delighted to share this time with you each and every week. You know, as we come to a close for today, I would be remiss if I didn't say, be careful what you ask for. Because as I smile, we have asked for a continued upliftment and upleveling of the work of self-ascension and to be able to reach more people, to be able to offer that energetic let's just say, the energetic authenticity, so people can then discover their own authenticity. And I know each and every one of you is part of that. And for that, I am truly grateful. And so there's much more to come. We are going to be sharing more with you each and every weekend and Saturday and our Sunday show.
And check out Tuesday night at Soul Mirrors.
Tuesday night at Soul Mirrors, coming up in just a week. On Wednesday nights is the No BS Claiming
Authenticity. March 18th, we begin. Go to shreencare.com. Check it out. Claiming authenticity. Live a BS-free life. A
lot going on, beloveds. Yeah. And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply and may you trust that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkiraradio.com. See you next week. Namaste.